welcome to the latest podcast of Business Trends for Success. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Shane James, and we're going to be talking about a trend that you may be able to look at in your city and use to become successful in business. And we're also going to look at how your state of mind can affect your business. Kind of really, really two interesting topics. And we also have a bonus trend, which may also be something to do with the state of mind. And we're going to start with the bonus first, because that's the part that I want to talk about. And as the co-host, I get to have some say in it. But first of all, let me say, hi, Shane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fabulous today. Scott, yourself?
You're very, very good. As you know, I went to an internet marketing seminar on the weekend, and it was in Redmond, Washington. And, of course, one of the things that Shane has been saying over and over and over again is, if you're in another city, look at what's happening in that city that's not happening in your own city. Because if that's something you can bring to your city before anybody else, you can get in first, you have a business opportunity. So while I was in Redmond going to this seminar, there was a break. I went across the street, and lo and behold, there was an ice cream shop. So I went in, and they just don't have, 80 different varieties of ice cream that you've got to pick, like at a Robin's ice cream shop. They had one type of ice cream, and it was vanilla. But on the board, they had all these different types of ice creams that you could get. And I was a little confused because all I saw was vanilla ice cream. So I said, well, I want and I picked one type of ice cream. So she went and she scooped out this vanilla ice cream, put it on this stone, flattened it out, and started pouring like nuts and syrup and all sorts of other things on it. And then she mixed it all up, popped it into a waffle cone, and handed it to me. Now, I was amazed. I went to the people in the seminar. I said, did you know about this? Like, and they all looked at me like I was a little bit crazy because they're local and they've been in this shop 100 times, right? It was no big deal to them. But they didn't realize that in Vancouver, where I come from, there's no ice cream shop that does this. Now, maybe they do it in your city, maybe they don't. But I thought this was a great idea. Because it's like, make your own ice cream, but it's like designer ice cream. And I told Shane about it, and he thought that was an interesting idea. Now, so there is a possible trend for you. And now the state of mind I want you to think about, too, is what was my state of mind as I'm going into that ice cream shop? I'm not just going in having ice cream. I'm going in and I'm thinking, what is different? Oh, there's something different here. Now, is this something I can use back home, right? So being open to and aware of, how do people do things differently that's unique, that I haven't seen, I think is cool, and now here's a business opportunity that I can take to my hometown. Because I'll tell you, in Vancouver, I think this would be huge.
Yeah, I do too. I like that idea. One thing that I do know is that everybody loves ice cream.
That's right.
So right there, that tells me, okay, well, there's a huge population that you can sell to. And the trend is very unique. The business opportunity is very unique, especially where we're from. There's nobody doing that in and around Vancouver or that I've seen surrounding areas.
Right. So, and that's another thing. If you can be first in it. And of course, we have gelati ice cream type shops, and which is Italian ice cream. We've got Dairy Queens, and we've got Robin's. There's a Robin's ice cream shop around that's
Baskin-Robbins.
Baskin-Robbins, sorry.
Everybody, listeners from the U.S., you guys will know a Baskin-Robbins.
That's right, right? So, but just imagine going in and having somebody scoop up some ice cream and do some stuff and stick some syrup on it and then make it. I mean, who ever heard of making the ice cream, right in front of you, right?
Yeah. Well,
very cool.
It's pretty cool. You got your own fast food ice cream shop now.
Oh, that's right. I was just like, wow. Anyway, I think it's called Stone Cold or Cold Stone Ice Cream, if you want to do a search on the internet. I'm sorry, I never looked to see if they had a website or anything like that. So let's get into your business trend now. Shane, what have you got for our listeners today?
The business trend today I'd like to talk about is called mesh tennis.
Mesh tennis.
Mesh tennis. Let me explain it. Mesh tennis is a social networking site just for tennis players connecting the tennis community online.
Oh, very cool. And of course, I love to play tennis. And I suspect that's maybe one of the reasons you picked this one.
That is. I kind of looked for this trend. Well, I was looking. This trend comes from a website called Springwise. And I came across this website. I thought, well, this is perfect to talk about because Scott loves tennis. So the website lets tennis players find other players of their own skill level in their own area. It also lets players record scores and matches, review tennis gear, schedule events, and read the latest tennis news. Becoming a member is free. Groups can be formed for club teams, school teams, or doubles. Another smart feature is a Google Maps mashup, which lets members add court locations using different colored markers for hard clay and grass courts.
Ah.
Very useful for traveling players who'd like to find somewhere to play.
Now, you're actually also getting in on another trend that's just taking the internet by storm. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but social networking online. Sites like MySpace, Delicious, Technorati, these are all sites where people will share their information on their areas of interest. And it's huge. I mean, they have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of members.
Mm-hmm.
Ryza, R-Y-Z-A, I think, .org or .com is another one that has thousands and thousands of members where you can network, you get your friends in, and you introduce yourselves and network like crazy.
Yeah.
So doing this for tennis is like a niche of the social mm-hmm. networking phenomenon. It's an awesome idea.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I picked this, because there's so many opportunities still on the internet, and a lot of times you hear people saying it's done.
Right.
No, it's not even close to done. It's just getting started.
Yeah, really, and is just getting started.
And Scott brought up a point, and you watch these websites starting like MySpace. Now there's somebody that has MySpace for cars.
Uh-huh.
Now, so how about a MySpace for business? How about a MySpace for soccer? How about a MySpace for kids? How about a MySpace for you name it?
Yeah, parents.
See, that's right. All you do is have to niche it out. The person that did MySpace for cars, I believe he has like 40,000 followers now already.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's there you go. MySpace for whatever you need. It's the same thing with this mesh tennis. So
very cool.
Mesh tennis was started by Chris Keller. The community is still growing, mainly by members inviting friends, and is currently only geared towards U.S. players. Niche social networks create prime online advertising space, one for Dunlop, Head, or Wilson to sponsor. And if you're an avid tennis player outside the U.S., why not team up with Mesh Founder to bring the concept to the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and if tennis is not your thing, how about another 101 or a sports thing that you could do anywhere on the web?
Yeah, you could do one for golf or curlers or soccer players, baseball players, football players.
I mean, you would think...
Surfers.
Yeah, you'd think something like soccer would be huge because it's the number one sport in the world. And we just had the World Cup.
That's
so
right.
So if you could get onto a niche with the soccer, I mean, that could be massive.
Absolutely. Cool.
So this is why I picked this trend today, because I thought it was, it's very popular on the internet right now with, you know, mesh tennis starting and MySpace and, you know, MySpace with cars. And there's still so much opportunity right now. It's just niching yourself out and looking for something that you can attract, you know, as broad enough, but it's niche enough that you can track quite a bit of following.
Right, right. And you also, you know, the tennis players, the soccer players, they're avid fans, right? They're really active in their sport. And so they'll be inviting their friends and fellow players to join them on these sites. And that's what you want. Cool.
Cool.
All right. So that's our two business trends for you. And now we want to talk a little bit about... having a successful state of mind, because it doesn't matter what trends you get in front of, if your mind isn't in the right place, you're going to have a hard time being successful. And we want you to be successful easily.
That's right. So today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about how to change your physiology to help you become successful in anything you do.
Okay, so what do you mean by physiology?
Physiology is the way you move your body, your facial expressions, your tonalities.
Okay, so if I've got a frown on my face versus a smile on my face, if I'm hunched over versus standing up straight, if I'm talking in kind of a dull, sad, monotone versus excited and quick and thrilled.
That's right.
Okay.
So most high achievers, they say actually just about every high achiever, the reason why they're successful is because they know how to put themselves in resourceful states.
Okay.
Most people that don't succeed or don't succeed at a high level, it's just that they don't know how to put them in resourceful states on a consistent basis. See, too many times we're up and down, we're up and down, we're up and down. So one minute we're happy, and the next minute we're sad. The next day we're excited, but the day after that we're angry.
Right.
So it consistently takes away from our success.
So if you come home from work and it's been a long day and your boss has been hassling you and you just want to sit in front of the TV and veg, then that 3 hours that you did nothing, which could have been 3 hours that contributed to your future success, is lost forever because you had a state of mind that wasn't geared towards being successful.
That's because, yeah, you were stuck in that state.
In that state. So if we could show you a way, doesn't matter how bad your day is, you get home and we can put you into an excited, energetic, thrilled, motivated state of mind, would that be of interest to you? And we'll assume you said yes.
It's interest to me.
How do you do that, then, Shane?
Let me tell you why this is an interest to me. Because when I learned how to do this, my income went up probably an extra $50,000 a year. My emotional level came up another $50,000 a year. My spiritual level, my relationships, everything changed in my life. See, when you're happy in all other areas of your life, you become more successful in business. You make more money. Period.
And that's what we want. We want you to be successful in business. That's why we're doing this.
So let's go through and name some of the states. What states are?
Okay. So like happy, sad, angry, hatred.
Well, let's stay with just empowering states right now.
Empowering states.
Let's do empowering states.
Okay, so like happy, joyful, excited, thrilled.
Loving.
Loving. Oh, yeah, loving. Okay. I'm going to forget that.
Confidence.
Confidence.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy, yeah.
Grateful, belief. Okay, now let's name some disempowering states.
Okay, so that would be like the anger, the hatred, greed, envious.
Confusion.
Oh, yeah, confusion.
Frustration.
Frustration.
Depression.
Oh, yeah, depression.
Guilt.
Oh, and shame.
Shame, fear, and anxiety.
Okay.
Those are all disempowering states.
And when you think of when you felt fear, you felt anxious, I mean, it was kind of like you're in this big dark pit and you can't get out of it, right? You know, how are you going to move forward and be successful when you're like that?
That's right. It's very hard. So to change your states, you need to change your physiology.
Okay.
And so let's say that you've had a hard day at work or your business has not been going the way you want it to, or the goals that you're after are just not developing. And most of the time, we consistently stay in the states that we are in. So if you're having a bad day, you might be in the frustration state or the angry state or a depressed state. So because you stay in that state, you can't become more successful. So you need to change your state. And the easiest and quickest way and the best way to change your state is to change the way you move your body.
Okay.
All right. So now, the way you move your body, I'll give you an example. Now, stand up.
Okay, everybody, unless you're driving, join me in this. Stand up.
Now, I want you to puff out your chest like a peacock.
All right, it's puffed.
Put your shoulders back.
You're back.
Put a big smile on your face.
I already had one.
Now put your feet in front of you, one foot in front of her. Like you're.
If I put both, do I fall backwards?
Right? No, I hope not. Now, think of something that excites you, something that you're going to be successful at.
Okay, so a business venture that I'm really excited about. Got it.
All right, how do you feel?
Great.
Okay, so now what we've done is we've taken his state and we've changed his state. So let's put him into a disempowering state now. Now, I want you to act like you've had a terrible day, nothing went right, you can't succeed, drop your shoulders down, kind of bend over, put a sad look on your face. Now, Scott's in a state of depression almost. He's kind of sad.
I am sad.
And you can tell that his body movement and the way he's breathing right now,
it's hopeless.
So he's talking to himself in a disempowering state. So that way you're not going to succeed. And many times we walk around in states like that. When something goes wrong, we stay in that state.
And I want to watch the football game and eat junk food now, Shane.
That's right, because he's in that state, so he's staying in that state. Now go out of that state and go into the state that I had you in before. See, did you even notice, if you could hear listeners, he took a big breath and he went, ha, that's changing his tones, which changes his state inside.
Yeah.
And his whole body is right now changed. And if you guys are doing this at home, standing straight up, notice
There's a huge difference in how I feel.
There's a huge difference, he said, in how he feels right now. Now, what happens if you could walk around all day and be able to change your state into empowering states just like he did? Your success would be at a way higher rate.
That's right. That's right.
So you can sit down now, Scott.
Okay. Everybody else, have a seat. I love doing these exercises.
So when your physiology is alive and vibrant, your body will go into empowering states. When your physiology is tired and drained, your positive energy of your states get drained.
So one of the things about this that's really important is I used to always think that it was my mind that decided whether I was happy or sad, right? But what you're saying is I just have to change the way my body is, and it's going to change my mind, right? Because if I take that deep breath, if I put my shoulders back, look proud, put my chin up, put a smile on my face, those are all physical things that have a huge impact on my emotional state of being.
It's pretty hard to think bad thoughts when you're standing there with a smile on your face and your shoulders back and thinking of good things.
Right. So if you're angry at your boss, try smiling and you're not going to be angry with them anymore, right?
Yes. I mean, some of our listeners might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with making money? It has everything to do with making money. As I'm going to repeat again, is that the most successful people in the world are the ones that know how to put themselves in powering states all the time. Now, if you take your fist and just shake it. Now, Scott's sitting there and he's taking his fist and he's shaking it. Does it put you in a different state?
I guess so. I'm trying to figure out whether I should be mad. I guess I'm mad, right?
Okay, so he's mad right now. Now, stand up, shake your fist, and pretend you just won something.
Yeah, or maybe there was a goal in the soccer game that was at the World Cup. Your team won, right? You're jumping up and down, shaking your fist. Yeah!
So now he's in a totally different state. He's in an empowering state now, just by standing up and doing that. Let me give you an example of how I anchored myself to a state in my car. I would be driving in my car and I would be sitting in my seat and I'd lean over on the rest and put my arm on it. And every time I leaned over in my car on the rest, it was always when I was in a bad mood. And so as soon as I got in my car, I'd kind of shrug my shoulders down, lean over and put my arm on the armrest and kind of tilt my head to the side and drive like that.
Right.
So every time I got in my car, I would start to go into that state because I was anchored and I automatically lean over to kind of rest. And I noticed that just because I was kind of leaning over to rest, I was anchored myself and put myself into that state. So I actually had to change the way I sat in my car. I had to move my car seat up closer so it was more straight up so I didn't anchor myself to that state.
Right, right. So how you hold yourself has a huge impact on your success.
Very. It has everything to do with your success.
Yeah.
How you hold yourself. If you watch somebody walk down the street and they're confident, they're successful. You know, you watch somebody walk down the street and they're walking with their heads down and their bodies down.
I was just going to say, look at a panhandler. I mean, would you ever want to have anything to do with them? No. And if you wouldn't, how are they ever going to be successful?
Right? That's right.
You know?
I mean,
it's not going to attract the right opportunities.
Do you think Donald Trump walks down the street with his head down?
No.
Do you notice his energy? Do you notice how he carries his body?
Yeah.
One of my mentors who is worth probably about $100 million, says to me, I judge people when I hire them of how they walk beside me. So he looks at their body, and he doesn't even know this stuff that I'm teaching.
Right.
He just automatically does this.
Right.
And this is why he's been so successful. He looks to see if they will keep up to his speed. He listens to their tones, and he watches how they move their body. If their body has a lot of energy and is vibrant and it's alive, he hires them. If their body is kind of depressed and down a little bit and they talk slower, he doesn't hire them.
Interesting.
Yes, very, very good tip that I learned from one of my mentors. So let's do an exercise now.
Okay.
And it's called the Ring of Power.
The Ring of Power. Excellent. I'm looking forward to this. What do we do, Shane?
Now I want you to stand up.
Okay. Standing up.
All the listeners are standing up at home.
If you're driving, don't stand up.
Now I want you to identify an excellent state you'd like to be in.
Excellent state I'd like to be in, like wealthy.
Wealthy.
Healthy.
Healthy. Excited.
Excited. Good relationship.
How about totally successful?
Totally successful. Okay.
Okay, so Scott's going to use the state of he is totally successful.
Totally.
Now, I want you to imagine a circle on the floor, big enough for you to step into.
Okay.
Now, I want you to energize the circle. Pick a color, a texture, material, size, and the light. I want you to energize that circle. Got it?
Yeah.
Now, as you stand outside the circle, imagine the person having all the qualities of you. Imagine the person inside the circle having all the qualities of you.
Okay, so the person inside the circle and they got all my qualities.
The exact qualities you wish to have. Pay attention to the body size, the breathing, their posture, and their clothes. And what you say to yourself. I want you to make up a powerful statement you're going to say to yourself like, yeah, this is me. I feel the power.
Yeah, this is me. I feel the power.
Now I want you to step into the circle.
All right, I've stepped in.
Move into that picture of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now allow yourself to experience your thoughts, memories, awareness, feelings, as if you have them now, and double the feelings.
Okay.
Double the feeling again. Okay. Become that person.
I feel tingling in my fingers.
This is the person that you want to be. This is the person in the future where you are totally successful.
All right.
Now, double the feeling one more time. See what you see if you have all the ability. Talk to yourself in a powerful way and allow yourself to believe all these qualities. Talk to yourself in a powerful way and allow yourself to believe all these qualities are yours and they grow and increase while you are in the circle.
Okay.
Think about what it feels like to have these qualities and states in the future. See, hear, and feel yourself performing exactly how you would like to when any situation comes up. And after you become fully aware that his state belongs to you and you can call on it at any time when you want to use it.
Yeah.
You believe you can use it and you feel grateful to the gift you have given yourself.
Okay.
Now step out of the circle.
Okay. I'm out of the circle.
Now look around. Now step back into the circle. Now double the feelings. That's the totally successful person that you want to be.
Yeah.
That's where you are. That's what your life is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Double the feelings. Now step out of the circle.
All right.
Now jump up and down. Now step back into the circle. Now I want you to double the feelings. Double the feelings and double the feelings because that is the person that you want to be. That is the totally successful person. That is how your life is going to be. Now step out of the circle again.
Okay.
Now jump up and down again. Now step back into the circle. Now double the feelings. Double it, double it, double it.
All right.
Now step out of the circle. Now I want you to look down on that ring on the floor.
All right.
Now I want you to pick that ring up.
Okay.
And I want you to put it on your finger.
On my finger.
Now anytime you need the resources of that person, you're going to put that ring on your finger.
Okay.
Now take the ring off,
okay.
Throw it down on the floor.
All right.
Now anytime you need the resources, you can step into that ring and get the resources of that person you need.
All right. Cool.
Now pick the ring up, put it on your finger, and take the ring with you.
Got it.
And now you can give me $100,000 for giving you the ring. Good. How did you enjoy that exercise, Scott?
That was good, yeah. I could really feel the state changing.
Great, great.
So is this an exercise you do often, Shane?
I use this exercise all the time to change my states. Anytime I need personal power in myself, anytime I'm going into a business deal, an important meeting, I'm going to start a new business or do a speech, I put my ring on the floor, I step into my ring, and I get my power from my ring, and I'm on fire.
Yeah, the ring of fire. That's an excellent, excellent exercise.
And
more you practice it, the more second nature it can become. I can just tell that, you know, if you're going to go into something, just put that down, get in there, yeah, get that state, it's all anchored, jump up and down a little bit, take the ring, put it back on. When you go into a business meeting, you go to see your boss, you go whatever you need to do, you're going to go in there like powerful and attractive and influential. Very, very obvious.
Great. So I'm glad you got a lot out of that, Scott. So I hope you use it and you apply it, because it's a very important thing to do. I use it in my life all the time.
Excellent. I sure will. Great. Well, thank you very much, Shane. I really appreciate that. That was quite a little journey, and I hope all our listeners enjoyed it as well. Just want to say, you know, we appreciate you spending your time with us. We take it very seriously that you're listening to our podcast, and it's really nice to watch our podcast become more and more popular as we do more and more of them. People are telling other people about it, and just want to let you know that if you've got any questions for Shane or myself, any ideas on trends that you were wondering whether they would be good trends or not, you can email us at success@podomatic.com. If you're just listening to this podcast for the first time and you haven't visited our website, it's success.podomatic.com. Just put that into the address bar, hit go, and you'll come to our site. Really appreciate it if you could leave a comment, let us know what you thought of our podcast, any suggestions or questions that you've got. We want this to be a little more interactive. That's it for this time. Next time we'll bring another business trend and some more secrets to being successful in business. This is Scott Patton with Shane James saying goodbye. And Shane, you have the last word.
Have fun changing your states and live with passion.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.